This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report for Tuesday, the 7th of June. I'm Alex Ritson. Jérôme Cavial was sentenced to 3 years in jail for losing his employer, Société Générale, almost €5 billion with unauthorized trades. He was released after 5 months and launched a claim for unfair dismissal against his former employer. Now, a Paris employment tribunal has ruled that the bank had no serious or real reason to fire the rogue trader. It's awarded Mr. Cavial compensation of more than $500,000. Oliver Gottschlag is a professor at the HEC Business School in Paris. Asked him what he made of the news.
It is truly astonishing at first sight and frankly also at second sight. I think the main reason why these two very different decisions seem to have been taken is that we're talking about two different types of law here. Of course, it's important to separate the first case, the criminal case, about his rogue trading, and this is where he has been, you know, condemned and imprisoned, and he served that sentence. And the second is a labor law question. So the two are fall into totally different categories from a legal perspective. The first case was really about, has he done something, there was a crime based on the criminal code, and the answer there was yes, and he was sentenced. Now the question is a different one, because it was him accusing his former employer, and the question was, did they follow the law accurately when he was fired? And there, apparently, the first time around, the court reached the opposite decision, which is, of course, very astonishing. It's difficult to reconcile the two because, as much as I know, there wasn't any new evidence on the table. So it's not like we're looking at a whole new perspective on the original rogue trading here.
So what Société Générale accused of doing wrong when they decided that his services were no longer required?
According to the French labor law, you have to have something more substantive than no longer being required and requiring anybody's services in order to dismiss them in that fashion. And
how about losing a few billion euro?
I totally agree. I mean, that looks like one of the most obvious reasons to fire somebody. There are rational people here, and per se, there's no reason to question the French labor law system per se. So I believe the key here lies in the perspective on what has been happening around the rogue trading in his organization with his superiors. And from a labor law perspective, the question is, have the superiors done anything to tolerate this behavior, encourage this behavior, behave in a way that he had to believe that it was in fact appropriate to do what he was doing, and all of this could lead to a situation where he says, well, wait a second, if that was tolerated all the way along, I've been doing the same thing, but yes, I basically lost the gamble. In the past, I may have been winning the gamble, and maybe people were happy about it. Then why all of a sudden is this a reason to fire me right now? And then, of course, once you're at it, you add all the kind of the shameful dismissal and the personal harm that he claimed to have suffered from, and therefore now he claims compensation for this that he has been indeed awarded to.
Now, Jérôme Cavial was previously ordered to repay Société Générale all the money that his trades lost, €4.9 billion. Will one be offset against the other?
Unlikely so. That initial ruling that he basically had to repay the full amount, which is quite unrealistic for most individuals on Earth, I think that ruling has been changed and adjusted. So at least the requirement to repay has been lowered.
Société Générale has made it clear it's not happy at all. Do they have any routes open to them to make a further challenge?
That's my understanding, yes. I think this was a first-instant labor law ruling, so they have the option to appeal.
Oliver Gottschlag at the HEC Business School in Paris. To the markets and America's main share index, the Dow Jones eventually closed up 0.1% at 17,938. It looked like it was going to do rather better earlier in the session. Joe Saluzzi was watching events for Themis Trading in New Jersey.
It was interesting, actually, the different sectors today. The energy sector was up strong, and that was because of oil. Oil is over $50 a barrel here, and closed around 50 and a half today. And they're looking there as saying, okay, this could be good for the energy companies. So all the big conglomerate-type energy companies like ExxonMobil and Chevron were all up strong, over 2% today. So that was on the good side. On the negative side, you had healthcare stocks, which were beat up pretty good, particularly the biotech sector. There was a couple of companies with some drugs that didn't meet the FDA requirements, which definitely hurt the sector. So it was kind of a mixed day. It started strong and then weakened out towards the end.
Does anyone really think that oil is going to stay up in the medium term, though?
You know, I don't know. I don't think everyone pretends to be an oil analyst, but we really are kind of hostage to a cartel-type pricing, right? It's not priced like regular assets. So, you know, if the Saudis decide to increase pricing, which I think they did talk about today, that could certainly drive the price up, although there is a ton of supply. And there's no doubt that there's been supply out there, and there'll continue to be a lot of supply. So, yeah, maybe it's more of a short-term trade, but either way, you know, it does psychologically help things, particularly for the S&P 500, where there are a lot of energy companies in there. And you know, today we were up over 2,100 on that S&P, which is a big level.
Joe Saluzzi at Themis Trading in New Jersey. At the end of the trading day in London, the 100 share index was up a fifth of 1% at 62.84, gold trading at $1,244 an ounce.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.